This is DJ Pekas, and I'm here with Frank.
Euro.
Your band. I'm gonna butcher that too.
Okay. No, it's Frank Euro on the Celebration.
Okay. Why do you leave the A out?
Honestly, it's only because it was always a typo that I continuously mistakenly put, and it ended up just kind of being a funny joke for me. I don't know if it'll always be out, to be honest.
I like it because my A button on my computer
doesn't work. Yeah, there you go. Mine neither.
And the Celebration, what's that?
The Celebration. Well, you know, I was thinking of naming the band because like it felt like the record. If I just put my name on it, I was like, it kind of just sounds like me and acoustic guitar or something like that, because I had done a couple of songs like that, you know? And I wanted to signify that there was extra instrumentation on it. So I wanted to name the band. And I've never thought of myself as, like, this quintessential, like, frontman. Like, I never wanted to be a frontman. You know what I mean? I think there's a quality that somebody has to have to get that, like, cheesiness, like, how's everybody doing tonight thing, like, you know, and I just don't have that in me. Like, I can't do that shit with a straight face. So I was like, all right, well, if I'm gonna have a band, I should name it something, like, something big and bombastic, so, like, people are fooled into thinking that it's, you know, like, outgoing. It's, like, the opposite of everything that I am. So I was like, oh, well, I started making up, like, you know, going up with all these names, and I looked up the word Celebration, and it's kind of the exact opposite of how I feel my personality is. So I thought if I brought the Celebration, then everybody would be fooled into thinking it was, like, you know.
Why the extra L?
Oh, well, the extra L is actually because I liked using the word cell in it as like building blocks of life, because like I wanted to invoke this sense of being alive in it. So that's why I changed that.
Awesome. Are you still part of My Chemical Romance or not at all?
My Chem's done, but I feel like, you know, we'll always be, it's always a part of who we are, you know what I mean? I was in that band for like 12 years. I feel like I grew, like, you know, some people like go to college and then go to like get some like their master's, they go for like their doctorate. Like I went to my chem school for 12 years. You know what I mean? So like that's how I grew up, was in that band. So it's always gonna be a part of me.
Okay, so you recently released your debut full length album,
sure.
Stomach Aches.
Correct.
In late August. How is the release going?
So far so good. I mean, It's strange, you know. You always have that same feeling when you have a record coming out. It's like this feeling of unease and excitement and, you know, kind of... It's almost like, you know, especially a record like this that I did on my own, completely not thinking I was going to release a record. Like, to put that out into the world was very nerve-wracking for me, because I felt like it was maybe a little too revealing than I would have liked it to have been. Like, if I knew I was going to make a record and put it out, I probably would have held back on certain things, or I might have done things differently. And I guess that's kind of the beauty of it, is that you know, there's none of that on this record. There's no self-editing to appease or to hide on the record. So that also made it very, very hard to put out, you know. But it's been going really well. You know, I have to say, like, the people that have come to the shows and have, you know, come to me and said that they enjoyed the record, I've been very supportive and appreciative of what went into it. You know, I guess that's really all you can ask for, you know, is for people to support you being yourself. Like, that's like kind of the greatest gift anybody can ever give you.
That's awesome. So how much of it is your own? I know you have a drummer, and then, did you do the production work? I mean...
Yeah, I did everything, and then the drumming is... To me, is such an art form, and it's such a different animal than any other instrument, as is vocaling. But I didn't feel comfortable playing the drums on the record, so I enlisted my friend Jared Alexander, and he came out and played the drums on it. And then he went home, and so there's a couple of songs on it. Like there's a song called Joyriding that he wasn't there for, so I had to actually play it. And then there's a song on the record called Smoke Rings that I just programmed drums on. But everything else I played and recorded myself.
Okay, so I heard there were, like, some additional vocals recorded.
Yes, yes.
And was that you or someone else?
My brother-in-law, Evan Nestor, who's actually in the band. He plays guitar and sings in the Celebration. And it was one of those things where, like, there was two songs that I was, when I just did decide to, like, put it together as a record and put it out, there was these two songs that I almost left off because I knew what I wanted them to sound like in my head, and it wasn't there. Like, I wanted another voice on the record, and I've always been a fan of his playing style and his voice, and when he agreed to be in the project and to sing on it, I had him record those vocals, and it just made it for me, and those songs actually ended up becoming some of my favorites on the record.
What has been your favorite band to tour with?
Oh man, like of all time, like throughout.
All time.
Jeez.
Your entire life.
That's hard, you know, because like, I feel like when you go on tour with bands, especially like with certain bands that I've toured with a lot, you form these relationships, you know, and it becomes more than just, you know, like another band that you like to watch. Like, you look out for each other and you learn things from each other. You watch them every night, and like, you know, they're like Taking Back Sunday, for instance. Like, you know, I've toured with them a lot in the past, and we're on tour with them right now, and they're such a fantastic, not only just musicians, but songwriters, and just a great band. They sound so powerful every night, and I see the real raw emotion that does go into what they make, and I admire that. So that's a band that sticks out. You know, there was bands like Thursday. Oh my God, like it was hard like to play with Thursday because they were just so phenomenal. You know, bands like Murder by Death. It's nice to tour with people that you've known for a really long time.
Yeah. Any significance to the name of your new album?
It's kind of literal in that I've always had like kind of weird digestive issues that have always just caused me pain, you know. But in the past year and a half, it got really bad. So in order to kind of get out of the way I felt, I started to write songs. And I wanted to force myself to, like, get out of this feeling of just wanting to die and, like, kind of getting out of bed and turning something positive out of it. So the way I thought about it was when I started to write these songs from the sickness, like, they started as these stomach aches, you know, and became songs and ideas and melodies. And so to me, that word, stomach aches, is kind of synonymous with creating, you know, so that's kind of what that means.
What do you like better, writing songs by yourself or as a collaboration in a band?
I don't know. I don't know if I like one or the other better. You know, it's both have their benefits and both have their pitfalls. You know, I mean, I've always loved being in bands. I like that collaboration. I love, you know, writing something and then having somebody else come in and put their take on it and making each other excited. You know, there's something to be said about that. I feel like this record was a very lonely process, but I don't mean that in a bad way. Nothing on this record, like, nothing made this record that didn't come from just, like, my heart or my head, you know what I mean? Like, that means something to me, I guess. Like, the fact that I could just kind of create things from scratch and there was no outside influence. Like, that was something that I've always, I guess, wanted to try. And now that I've done it, like, I find that to be really fun as well. So I don't know if I like one more than the other. I just like to create, you know?
What are your musical influences?
Well, I think, at least on this record, a lot of the influences are drawn from, like, my childhood. Like, my father used to play, like, really old blues stuff and, you know, like, early rock and roll, of course, like the Stones and things like that. But a lot of the recordings that I hearken back to of, like, you know, what affected me as a youth were, like, these lo-fi recordings of, like, you know, just a group of guys singing around one microphone, you know, and so I think that was a big influence on this record. I like simple song structures. There's a blues influence and a punk rock influence in that it's music created by people in a underground setting for just a small, like, niche group, you know what I mean? I feel like it's music by kids for kids kind of thing, you know what I mean? And so I feel like the blues was always felt like was my dad's punk rock, you know what I mean? So
what was the last full album you listened to?
Oh my. Homeless Gospel Choir. I'm actually wearing a shirt. The Homeless Gospel Choir. I used to be so young. It's such a phenomenal record. It's amazing. This guy Derek made it and he's very, very talented.
Cool. Any up-and-coming new favorite bands of yours?
Yeah. Well, Homeless Gospel Choir again. I would say This Good Robot. They're from New York. There's a band called Science that my brother-in-law was in. He's there from Jersey. There's a band called Reese Van Riper from Jersey that's really, really good. We got to play a show with Plague Vendor the other day too, and I thought they were really interesting. They were really good. Nice guys too. I'm trying to think. I'll think of more after the interview. Sorry.
So what can we look forward from you in the future?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, you know? I'm trying my best to live in within the moment and appreciate the moment these days. I feel like all too often, you know, I've spent a lot of years like, all right, just kind of going to the next thing, thinking about the next thing, like get this out of the way so we can go move on to that. And, you know, I see the benefit in that and trying to prepare for the next thing, but also I don't know if you ever enjoy what you're really just doing, you know? And I'm looking forward to just kind of playing everything here and letting things just happen the way they're supposed to happen. So the future to me is anyone's guess.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking with Green Light Radio. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
My pleasure.